You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market updates. Indian equities are likely to remain volatile after the US Federal Reserve delivered a hawkish commentary at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium 2022 on Friday, belying market expectations that interest rate hikes would taper off over the next few quarters, amid the possibility of a peaking inflation. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell pushed back against market expectations of an early pivot back to rate cuts in a speech, saying that restoring price stability will require a tight monetary policy for some time. The hawkish commentary has increased the possibility of a third consecutive rate hike of 75 basis points by the Fed in September. The market today is expected to open in the red as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a gap down opening for the broader index in India with a loss of 215 points. Meanwhile, NDTV has deferred its annual general meeting by a week following Adani Group's plans to acquire a 29.18% stake in the media firm and launch an open offer for another 26%. NDTV, which had convened its AGM on September 20th, will now hold the annual shareholders meeting on September 27th, the media firm said in a regulatory update. The AGM has been postponed due to the processes required after the notice and public announcement of the open offer made by Vishwa Pradhan Commercial, an indirect subsidiary of Adani Enterprises, to public shareholders for acquiring up to 26% of the voting share capital of the company. Adani Group had asked the firm to transfer all its stake to an Adani Group company within 2 days. Later, the media firm has expressed its inability to transfer the shares, citing regulatory hurdles, while Adani Group rebutted it, stating the objections were legally untenable and devoid of merit. In some more industry news, Tata Group company Tata Consumer Product is looking at a larger FMCG play, going beyond the food and beverage segments that it currently operates in. Sunil D'Souza, Managing Director and CEO, told FE. D'Souza said that in the longer term, they will be a large premier FMCG company in India, along with the global business, and that they are starting to think how to expand beyond food and beverage. At present, Tata Consumer is a food and beverages company. It derives around 75% of its consolidated sales from beverages and 25% from foods business. TCPL is already in the midst of simplifying its organizational structure and is undergoing a restructuring of its over 43 legal entities in the international market. The company is looking at bringing these down by about half to around 23 to 25. And then perhaps look at cutting the number down even further. The move is in line with Tata Group's overall thrust on simplify, synergize and scale, as also articulated by N. Chandrasekaran, the group chairman. In another major update, the response to Reliance Capital's insolvency proceedings continues to be tepid, with only a few applicants evincing interest, even as the deadline to submit the financial bids ends today. The serious contenders in the race include Yes Bank, Oak Tree Capital, IndusInd Bank, and a consortium led by Piramal Enterprises. This is in contrast to nearly 54 expressions of interest the firm had received in March, sources close to the development said. However, many of these firms, though actively in discussions with the administrator, are yet to submit final bids for the former Anil Ambani Group company. A couple of the bidders have also sought a further extension of the final date of submission, which has already been deferred 5 times now. The final deadline to complete the process is November 1st, 2022. Moving on, Suzuki Motor Corporation President Toshihiro Suzuki on Sunday announced the setting up of a new company, Suzuki R&D Center India, a wholly owned arm of Suzuki Japan. In the last fiscal, he said Suzuki Group produced about 2.8 million automobiles all over the world. Out of those, more than 1.6 million units, or about 60%, were produced in India. Exports from India reached a record of about 240,000 units last year, he stated further. Suzuki is pumping more than ₹10,400 crore for setting up capacities of electric vehicles and EV batteries in Gujarat, making it one of the first of such moves by the carmaker. The first electric vehicle will be rolled out from the plant in 2025 to 26. And lastly, Akasa Air said on Sunday that the personal information of its registered users pertaining to name, gender, email address and phone number may have been compromised due to a technical glitch. Though the airline reported the incident to the government body, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, it claimed that there was no intentional hacking attempt. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.